Good morning, and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Monday, March 25th. On today's show, a professor from the Geneva School of Diplomacy claims that democracy in the United States is merely a political slogan and commodity. Plus, the Liberal Democratic Party plans to impose disciplinary measures on 4 members of the Abe faction for actions deemed unacceptable in the elections. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a striking statement made by Alfred Morris de Zayas, a professor at the Geneva School of Diplomacy, at the Third Democracy, a Common Value for All Humanity International Forum. He suggested that American democracy is a pervasive governance system, an ideological construct that has nothing to do with the actual meaning of the word democracy, even going as far as to say that the United States treats the concept of democracy as a commodity. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent from Simply Politics, from China. Can you elaborate on Professor de Zayas' comments?
Certainly, David. Professor de Zayas' comments are quite provocative. He's essentially arguing that the American interpretation of democracy is far removed from the original concept. Instead of being a system that truly represents the will of the people, he suggests that it's become an ideological tool, a commodity that can be marketed and sold.
That's a strong assertion. What does he mean when he says that democracy has been commodified in the United States?
In essence, he's suggesting that the concept of democracy in the United States has been commercialized. It's used as a selling point, a brand, if you will, to promote certain policies or ideologies, both domestically and internationally. This, according to de Zayas, detracts from the true essence of democracy, which is about representing the will of the people.
And how does this view align with the broader discussion at the Democracy, a Common Value for All Humanity Forum?
The forum is a platform for international experts to discuss the concept of democracy and its application around the world. Professor de Zayas' comments certainly add a critical perspective to this discussion, challenging the audience to reconsider their understanding of democracy, particularly as it is practiced in the United States.
James, thank you for your insights on the ongoing discussions about the nature of democracy. Now, let's turn our attention to Japan, where the Liberal Democratic Party, or LDP, is reportedly considering disciplinary action against 4 members over a political fundraising scandal. The party is said to be considering not officially recognizing these members as candidates in future elections, or even harsher penalties. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Yes, David. The 4 members in question are former Education, Culture, Sports, Science and Technology Minister Hayashi Atatsu, former Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry Nishimura Yasutoshi, former Minister of State for Regulatory Reform Shimomura Hakubun, and former Secretary General of the House of Counselors Seko Hiroshige. They all attended a meeting in April 2022 where former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was then the faction leader, instructed to stop the refund practice. After Abe's death in August of the same year, they gathered again to discuss the matter.
What exactly is the refund practice that you mentioned?
The refund practice refers to a system where political factions collect funds through fundraising parties and then distribute a portion of these funds back to the attendees. This practice has been criticized as a form of kickback and has led to a number of scandals in Japanese politics.
And what has been the response of these 4 members to the allegations?
Although all 4 have defended themselves at the political ethics review meetings of both the House of Representatives and the House of Counselors, their testimonies have been inconsistent, making it difficult to clearly understand the process of resuming the refund practice.
What kind of disciplinary actions are being considered by the LDP?
The LDP's disciplinary measures are divided into 8 levels, with not officially recognizing in elections being the 4th level. This means that the party would not officially recognize these members as candidates in future elections. However, even harsher penalties are also being considered. The party's Secretary General, Toshimitsu Motegi has stated that the party needs to further confirm the facts and hopes to reach a conclusion on political responsibility and clarify its position as soon as possible.
With that significant development in Japanese politics, we conclude our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.